Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How bad do you want to get out of this football hell?
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily, another one of them segments that needs a sponsor. What do you say, Ron?
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
What do you say, man? We got a bunch of them. We got some staples here that are rocking and rolling.
It's open for business.
Dirty's Daily, I'm telling you, you got to stay plugged in right here. It's a tape drop Wednesday. Monday Night Football. I need 2 days to be able to get it digested, and I've done that. Before that, though, Ron, I do want to make sure that we respond to what we just heard from C.J. Stroud. And you sounded like there were some things that you had on your mind about what we just heard from C.J. Stroud in that last segment.
Yeah, I think C.J. Stroud is a very intelligent dude anyway, and I think he's a very intelligent person who knows the game of football. All right, I think he knows why motions can be positive. I think he could have answered that question just like you did. I think he knows what he needs to know about football. Now, do I think he's struggling reading blitz pickups immediately right there at the line of scrimmage with the play clock going down? Maybe he's going to still need to get some experience with that. But he knows football. I think his feelings are hurt. In some form or fashion, I think he is super annoyed, not with just them losing, but annoyed with how people are reacting towards him. I think he hears all of it. I think he sees all of it. I think he hears everything from his coaches, from the media, and you could tell he walked in there pissed. Now, he's not going off. He gonna go off. That's not his style. But you could hear in there, he was gonna give answers the way he wanted to give. And we've heard him now for two straight times that he has spoken. People love you when you're winning, and then they won't like you when you're down, and you're the hero.
You find out who's in your corner really in your corner when you go through these things, both personally and as a team.
He bolted up multiple times because he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's pissed on how, and this is all I would say is, one, he is still young. Hey, but big dog, this is what comes to the territory. This comes with it, man. When y'all got Bobby Slowick's ass up out of here, no matter how y'all got him out, when y'all got his ass up out of here, there was no other place to turn when the offense goes bad but you. And when they know you about to make $60 million, something, when you about to get paid, hey, Jack, it's coming to you. And when you put up 14 points or 9 points 1 week and 19 points and you get help big time by your special teams and you're throwing balls directly to Levante David right in front of you 5 yards, they coming to you. You are the man. You are the man, and you got to be able to handle that. And the hope is he's just pissed off at the media and he's handling that way, and he doesn't take it out on the field. But now when you see him in the space that he's in right now, and you see the play where it is, now you're wondering, are these things intertwined? I just, like, to me, man, he's going through it. You talked about it. This may be the first big level of football adversity. Going 9-0 and then losing to Michigan ain't big adversity. This may be the big football. I listened to a young man up there saying to himself, damn it, man, do y'all know where y'all was before I got here? Y'all wouldn't do it nothing. We've been in the playoffs the last 2 years. We won playoff games.
Nothing.
We lose a couple games, and now y'all talking to us like that? Yeah, man, it's kind of where it goes when you got expectations. I believe he'll grow from this. I think he'll grow from this. But that clearly is somebody. By the way, you all talking about us going overboard with stuff. Yeah, I think it's just all just going all cool behind closed doors. I think it's all straight. This feels like a little bit more than, boy, we're pissed off because we started 0-2. There seems like a little bit more that's going there. So I just think what we saw was a young man dealing with a lot of adversity for the first time. People really kind of coming at him, and it makes him feel like he's being turned on, and he's frustrated, and he's pissed off, and I think that came out to me big time.
Yeah, I agree. I think the overall tone of the presser was interesting. The dynamic has clearly shifted in multiple ways, but I mean the simple fact that you're going to be asked questions about being hurried, about not playing well, about not having answers for pressure, about comparing last year to this year, and when that frustrates you, when it frustrates D'Amico, I think it's very telling of where one's head is. I mean, look, adversity exposes, right? I mean, adversity exposes. Anybody and everybody can be a great guy, great man, great player, great quarterback.
Boy, they need
when things are going well, boy, but when things go bad, who are you? How do you handle it?
And they need a win.
Either way it goes, it's gonna expose you. So, nonetheless, the Texans they did lose week two, Monday Night Football, in front of God and everybody. And here's where we sit, and the tape has dropped. And I think the first point that I do want to make is while the national media is focusing on the struggles of Houston, the once again seemingly effortless ability that defenses have to pressure C.J. Stroud. It's easy to point at the offensive line, and I've heard a lot about this offensive line this week. And look, rightfully so. They deserve to be targeted. They deserve to catch some of the heat, no doubt about it. But the thought that the Texans can't win ball games because of the offensive line, in my opinion, is not accurate. I believe the Texans, after watching the film once again, I believe that the Texans can win with this offensive line. Whether the Texans can or can't win does not hinge on whether Arianti Urseri can play a perfect game. He got beat once. He got flat out beat once, right? He's not perfect, right? Lakin Tomlinson, he got beat at least once, if not twice. He's not an average pass blocking interior offensive lineman in this league.
I mean, Clint, he's not going to handle Vita Vea by himself.
No, he's not. Jarrett Patterson got beat once. Ed Ingram got crossed up once. Yeah, I mean, those guys did. I think they all got crossed up once. And that's going to happen the rest of the way. But overall, individually, I believe those guys played good football on Sunday. They definitely played good enough football to win on Sunday. Now, overall, as a whole, the pass protection has got to get better. Dare Agumbawale just simply cannot be on the field. He got exposed in pass protection in a major, major way. Now, I think that has a lot to do with the scheme. I don't think up front that they are very sound at all. But again, with the guys that are up there, the names that are on the jerseys, you can win football games with those guys playing offensive line. Period. Point blank. So let's not pile on the offensive line. If anybody out there won't say, man, the Texans are having a real struggle protecting. It starts with the OC, the quarterback, which running back's in the game. And the O-line being able to communicate it and process it and pick it up. No question, right? By the way, the wide receivers may be the biggest problem on this football team outside of just, you know, the protection. And that's where I want to start with digging a little bit here. Between wide receivers running bad routes and wide receivers making piss-poor decisions, they're killing this football team. Nico and Xavier Hutchinson running cut, split, slants into each other. Now, luckily, Xavier Hutchinson caught the ball, and Nico almost tackled him. That somebody blew that route. That cannot be what they're trying to accomplish. Dalton Schultz and I can't remember who the other wide receiver was, another pass catcher, running the same box route out of a trip formation. They're literally in a 53 2/3 wide field and 100 yards long, however many square yards that is. They are standing in a 2-yard box together while the quarterback's getting pressured. Right? Can't run routes on top of one another. Yep. Nico and Xavier Hutchinson running cut split. Your inside guy, in other words, they're tight. They're close. They're about 2 yards apart. Your inside guy's going to run a clear out, go or post. Your outside guy's going to run an in route where that void hits. They end up within about 5 yards of each other. Can't happen. Absolutely can't happen. Nico, the ball that almost got picked, right? When CJ saw him late. And we're all piling on CJ? Sure, CJ never should have threw that ball blind. But the truth of the matter is, Nico should have sat his ass down in that 20-yard wide window. Right? Should have ran through it. He ran through it. Should have sat down in it. That's what top 10 receivers.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In this league, do. Same thing with Xavier Hutchinson. You know the one later on where he misses Xavier Hutchinson behind him, right? If you look at that, Hutch should have sat his ass down, at least idled down in that window and gave him something to throw at instead of letting that linebacker become part of it, right? Now, you can argue that those balls should have been thrown earlier and CJ should have saw it. Cool. But the reality of it is, it's football 101. If you don't get the ball on time, settle your ass in a window versus zone. Both of those should have been settled. The wide receivers for this football team have to be better.
Man, what you're talking about, routes and guys in the same area, yeah. We talked about that last year.
Yeah, I knew that's exactly where you were going.
I believe you had conversations like this. How in the hell are Tank Dell and Nico Collins or whoever and Stephon Diggs in the same area? That can't be right.
Yeah.
The crossing routes, those are too tight.
Well, get ready. You're fixing to hear something that I'm regurgitating again. Right? The difference between winning and losing football with this team right here is offensive scheme. It's offensive scheme. It's time that we get real about this monkey see, monkey do business. Right? The cut splits that everybody in the NFL is running. Look, I understand that there are some offensive coordinators and some quarterbacks that can handle that. And I understand, as Cecil Short said, when you do it for a reason, there's some win there. The Texans, I charted, they had cut splits on at least 90% of the offensive snaps. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no rhyme or reason why, right? There's no rhyme or reason why And I'm going to tell you, as a quarterback, and as at time, a quarterback that didn't get many reps, or a young quarterback, or a quarterback that's been through learning several different systems, trying to learn several different systems, it makes it 10 times more difficult. If you're listening to Nick Caley, maybe CJ tells you this, maybe he doesn't. The cut splits in 90% of what you're doing offensively is a problem. It muddies up the water for your quarterback. It allows the defensive coordinator to bring pressure with safeties and corners and show no signs before it happens. The cut splits, one, there's no rhyme or reason why you're doing it. You're not doing it to your advantage. That's got to be 50% max. You got to cut out the cut splits, right? 50% of the pressures, and I'm just throwing this number out there because I feel this strongly, by the way. 50% of the pressures, however you want to couch it, whether you want to use one of these advanced stats or you just want to look at true pressures, 50%+ of those pressures can be avoided with play calling. 50% of them. You look at what Tampa just did. Coming into this game, the one thing you know about D'Amico Ryans is he's going to bring pressure, and even when he doesn't bring pressure, he's got two defensive ends that are as good as any combo in the league. They're going to hit your ass. So what are we going to do? We're going to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. What did he do? He threw 11 balls behind the line of scrimmage. Right? That's planning for pressure. Or, in the Texans' sake, that's planning because you don't know, you have no idea how to protect pressure or to overcome pressure, so you got to do it with play calling.
So you don't have routes that are just 20 yards down the field.
Ron, you've got to, right, this point in time for the Texans, the focus has to be on how can we minimize the percentage of snaps that we're taking offensively that require C.J. Stroud standing at the line of scrimmage trying to figure out where defenders are pressuring from. Take it completely off the table. If I'm throwing a jet screen or a now screen or whatever screen you want to call it, a quick screen to Nico Collins, I don't give a damn who's in the A gap. There ought to be right now. Nick Caley should have an audible when CJ Stroud comes to the line of scrimmage.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.